as the Burton Lady Panthers take on the Shiner Lady Comanches. Doug Brown and Daryl Keeke with you courtside. And Daryl, this is one of those matchups that the girls have waited all year for.
Yeah, it's another step in that journey where we want to be. We don't want to be satisfied tonight. We want to come out here, take names, move on to the next one.
Yeah, and the Lady Panthers coming off a 3-1 win this just a couple of nights ago over in Laga Vista against Harper. And I think that one ended up being a little harder than what they originally intended, but it was a good test, I think, to get them ready for this one.
You know, I think the intensity level wasn't quite there at the first game. Kind of a lot of thinking, like the one here talking was saying, this would be easy. They got one girl on that side, number 24, and we'll be finished in three. I think maybe, you know, you get off a very, very hard-fought win against Weimer. Play a team that you really wanted to beat, been a nemesis to you, and you sit there and then face Harper, which maybe we all underestimated a little bit, but they were scrappy. They didn't let much hit the ground. Once we got rolling, though, the athleticism of this team set it all year long. You know, we can put 10 girls out there, and you're not going to miss a beat. Tonight, they're going to have to come out here, push themselves to sit there. You know, you can't think, well, we beat Shiner two straight in a tournament when we first started this year. Like we talked on the way up here, yeah, that's a good thing, because you always got in Shiner's mind, well, they did beat us, even though they're thinking, well, that's a long time ago. We've got better. So have we. These girls have grown into a really exciting team. I'm getting a good laugh right now. The parents and some fans, they won't let them in the gym yet, and they're standing out there, and I'm sure there's a lot of smack talking going out there. And you know, I kind of peek my head up against the window and laughed at a few of them. But this is a very nice gym here.
It is.
Our girls seem loose like they were the last few games. And that's what we have to do. Come out here and have fun. The athletic, the ability is here. Now you just have fun. And as I've said, every game, as long as these lights don't get too bright, Katie bar the door on Shiner.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun here tonight. We're glad you're with us wherever you happen to be across our listening area. And let's send you back to the studios. And let's hear 2 minutes from our Burton Lady Panther playoff sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Call Your Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. Family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to detail, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Collier's to develop a high quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team for their hard work.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton volleyball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Lady Panthers!
Go Fight Win, Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther volleyball team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all their hard work and wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs. The Burton Chamber would like to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and encourage you to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
All right, as we welcome you back here to Yoakum at Bulldog Gymnasium, Burton Lady Panthers going through their warm-up routine. And something we kind of talked a little bit about right before we left, but still waiting on them to let the fans in.
Yeah, I imagine they're getting pretty antsy now. I know as a parent, I want to get in here, and I want my daughter to see that I'm here and stuff. And I know the girls can see them standing outside the windows, but it's still not that same feeling when you can kind of peek up in the stands and, hey, mom, dad's here, grandpa, grandma, my friends and everything. But, you know, they're going to let them in and it's going to be okay. And then it should get loud. Hopefully we should have a big crowd.
And China now coming in. And for the folks that wonder why we're in Yoakum rather than someplace like a little bit closer, but Shiner's football team is also playing tonight over in, I think it's Cuero, at 7 o'clock tonight. And so in order to allow them the chance to get to do volleyball and football, they worked it out to where they could play a little bit closer so they could head on over. So once this one's over, they could head on over there.
Right.
And then tomorrow night also, so, all the folks of Burton can come to see the Lady Panthers tonight and then make the really long roadie to San Antonio tomorrow. go see the Panthers play.
That's right. I'm sure a lot of that had involved in the decision on both sides. You know, Shiner had theirs booked. I'm sure we had ours booked too already. And it's just the idea of let's play. And I'm not going to lie to you, I think with Coach Smith, she and the girls are not afraid to play anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm sure if we would have had to go play in Shiner's gym, she wouldn't have backed off. You know, these girls are just, they're tuned in. They have one goal. Got a big hug from Bailey and Reagan the other night, and we talked and told them, I said, look, be happy, but don't be satisfied. You got to stay hungry.
Yeah.
Because that one goal is we want to play in that state championship game and we want to win it. You know, but you have to take their motto has been one game at a time. And that's the way right now you have to do it, because if they were to look past Shiner tonight, you know, all those dreams might be for nothing. You know, and I don't see them doing that. They look pretty loose when they came out a while ago. They just got to be focused. Come out and get those serves. Get that first game this time. They did show, though, that's some character. That was the first loss that we've had in quite a few matches.
Yeah.
And like I told you the other night, Blair had a call timeout for the first time against three other teams we played. She never had to use a timeout. She did what she needed to do there. And that never hurts when the girls, you find out what you really have. A lot of years, you lose that first game, and you're done.
Yeah, that's true.
And these girls stay hungry. They know what they want.
Yep.
And I think they all have that same mindset. The fans do. You're going to see a tremendous crowd come in here. We got Shiner on our side where they set our table up for us, and, you know, the Reds going across the floor. But it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
going to be interesting because Shiner, they do have a couple girls that are pretty tall, look a lot more athletic than what Harper did.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're athletic, you're quick. Volleyball isn't a race. It's normally you're going to play in about a 2-foot circle and stuff where your ball, that's your ball. So if you're quick on the foot, you're going to get a lot of balls and you're going to put a lot of pressure on the other team. And that's what we want to do.
Yeah. And also too, I mean, when you're getting to this level, you're down to the final four teams or want to be part of the final four teams. Yep. And you're facing the best of the best now once you get to this point.
Yeah. It's no more those participation trophy teams left, as I like to use. And, this is what it's supposed to be, you know, playoff volleyball. Whatever the sport is, playoff, you should not have to come unless you just got one tremendous team, which I think we do, that you can come on that floor and you know you're going to spank somebody.
Mm-hmm. And we got more to come here on the pregame show. First, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear some more from our Burton Lady Panther pregame sponsors.
Hi, I'm Darren Hullab, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I would invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
These days, you want whatever you're putting money into to last. That's especially true if you're investing in a new steel building, like a new workshop, storage building, or barnuminium. When you choose DDM Metal Buildings to fabricate your new metal building, you can rest assured your money is well spent. With over a quarter century of experience, DDM Metal Buildings are built to last. Find out more online at ddmbuildings.com or visit with their experienced staff at their locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
Hey y'all, this is Wade with Sandtown Catering. Looking for someone to cater your next event, whether big or small? Then give us a call at 979-277-5023. We have a wide variety of menu options, from good old school barbecue to kettle pot fried chicken. Give Wade a call at 979-277-5023 to book your next event. Sandtown Catering wishes the Panthers and Lady Panthers a great season, and we will be with you every step of the way. Go Panthers!
All right, as we come back here, looking up the record for the Burton Lady Panthers. Currently, we were wondering about this the other night, and with that win over Harper, Burton now currently on a 15-game winning streak.
That's, you know, I don't care what level you play in. If you can win 15 in a row, that's playing some ball.
Absolutely. And the only now, as you said, in district they went the entire time in district without losing a single set.
Yeah, that's doing what you needed to do, not playing down. And you know, people are listening from the district probably think, man, that's a jerk, but you don't play down to your competition.
No.
You go out there and you take names, you make them like it. And you come on home.
Exactly. And out of those 15 game wins, only in four of those games did it go longer than three sets.
Yeah. you know, we as community, we as family and friends, we talk a lot, and it worried us some. You know, when you don't get pushed for a long time, you can get really complacent and think you're really better than you really are. The scrimmage against Giddings, that helped them have a little bit more focus. But I personally think the Weimer game was the best thing for us to meet them like that early. And the atmosphere there, you always want to beat them. They're one of those teams when you walk in the gym or you go anywhere, you want to beat them because they always, you know, it's probably pretty close now with beating each other. But for a while there, we just couldn't get around them. And now that we've done that, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And I think that game gave these girls the mindset of, look, we can play in any kind of environment against any kind of team that we don't have to worry. All we have to do is come out here, do what Coach Smith taught us and put us in a position to do. You know, everybody has their role on this team. And, you know, it takes a while. When you have this many, I'm going to say really good athletes, that if you're not on, you're not going to get to play.
Exactly.
Somebody else is going to step in. And usually that person that steps in, they know that they have to push to be able to keep that playing time. Otherwise, that person that they took that spot, guess what? We're coming right back in. And that's the luxury of having that deep of a team. You know, we're young in some places, but we also have a lot of experience with the three seniors that have played now for 4 years. A lot of competitive ball. They went to some big tournaments as freshmen, sophomores, and, you know, competed. You're not going to beat 5 and 6A teams. You shouldn't as a small school. But if you're competitive and you compete against them, you've done your job why you went to that.
Yeah.
You know, some play easy schedules to pad that record. But when it comes down to this final six, wouldn't you much rather have played up that prepared you for this moment that it's not too big? So, because this shouldn't be too big for these girls and everything, playing a lot of good teams.
Yeah. And we're counting down to the start of the Burton Lady Panthers and the Shiner Lady Comanches. And we're going to take another break and be back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Wayne, Clarence, and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Burton Panthers volleyball team this playoff season. They are proud of the hard work and dedication the Lady Panthers have put in making this season successful and thrilled to cheer them on to victory. Good luck, Lady Panthers. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
Get ready for some fall-tastic fun with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. You can expect all kinds of fun, such as Cards Club on the first Wednesday of every month. Sign up for an aqua cardio or a waterworks class to help stay fit this fall. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun starting November 25th through the 27th. Admission is required. Please note that they will be closed on November 11th for Veterans Day. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton volleyball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They'd like to salute the volleyball team coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. Go Burton Volleyball! From everyone at Burton Park Project.
'Tis the season.
Ah, my neck hurts. Dang, my arms too.
Exactly. Decorating for the holidays. It'll get you every year.
I'm telling you, lifting them boxes?
Yep.
And hanging all those lights?
And putting the fire out after you plugged in 37 things into that one melty outlet.
No, don't do that. Here's what you do. Listen, don't let aches and pains steal your good times. Go see Tradewind Physical Therapy.
Yeah, you'll get seen quickly and get back to enjoying the holidays.
Schedule a free, no-commitment consultation today. Tradewind Physical Therapy.
2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, and we are getting close to our start time, and while we got the opportunity, let's see here. Where is my ad? Yeah, there we go. Hey, volleyball fans, mark your calendar for the UIL State Volleyball Championships, November 21st through the 23rd at the Curtis Caldwell Center in Garland, where the best teams from all corners of the Lone Star State will battle it out on the court, showcasing their unmatched skills, incredible teamwork, and sheer determination. For the latest updates and ticket information, head on over to UILTexas.org/volleyball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/volleyball. And both these teams here tonight, Daryl, looking to be among those teams heading to up to Garland.
Two more games, though, yep, to get there. So you have to win tonight if you're going to get to the next one. My pregame scouting report, they've got about four girls that got a lot of leg and length. We're going to have to block.
Yeah.
But, like I said,
yeah,
before,
I was going to that one girl. Too bad they don't have heights on her. She's got to be, I would think, 6'2", 6'3", something like that.
You know, like we say, though, it's pretty easy to hit the ball when nobody got hands up in front of you.
Yeah, that's true.
Our girls did a tremendous job of getting their hands at the net and slowing that ball down. But I promise you, tonight we're going to have to do a really, really good job of blocking. Yeah, I'm not saying that we're gonna make them eat every one of them. You just got to slow it down that somebody else can get it. Because this by far in warmups is the most athletic and tall team. Maybe is that the that'd be a good word to use.
Yeah.
They look like they are pretty athletic also. Yeah. So from that standpoint, we're going to have to do our job. And I have no doubt that when it comes to that, it can and it will happen.
Yeah, and for the Burton Lady Panthers, this is match number 40 on the season tonight. They have won 35 of those, looking for win number 36 on the season. Shiner coming in here tonight 25-15. And we are getting closer to our opening first serve here. And let's send you back one more time to the studios. And let's hear 2 minutes from our Burton Lady Panther playoff sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Lady Panthers volleyball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Lady Panthers by attending the volleyball playoff games. Go Lady Panthers!
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and farm pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Lady Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
ACL Construction is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Burton Volleyball Game. ACL Construction offers general contracting and carpentry for residential construction and remodeling. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 979-251-1232 for a new addition or a complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs. Just call Andy Lamson at 979-251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lamson, owners of ACL Construction, congratulate the Burton Lady Panthers for another winning season. Go Big Red!
Daryl, Katie, and Trent are excited to see the Lady Panthers volleyball team back in the playoffs. Sports teach leadership, teamwork, and dedication. The Kiki family would like to thank all the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication in helping to build this great volleyball team. All of Burton is so proud of you. The Kikis hope you'll join them in cheering on and supporting the Burton High School Lady Panthers. Go Lady Panthers all the way to state.
All right, as they're finishing up their warm-ups, I want to also make mention tomorrow night, we have got a football doubleheader here on KWHI over right here where we are right now on the radio and the main internet feed will be Brenham Cup playoff football. Cubs taking on Texas City at a 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff with Alex Burns and Tommy Lange on the call. And then Daryl and I will be in San Antonio tomorrow night at Harlandale Memorial Stadium as the Burton Panther football team takes on Brackett. And that one also 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock for the kickoff. And that'll be on the Sports Alternative feed and also the KWHI phone app. And big opportunity, as Coach Hody likes to say, everybody goes back to zero now.
That's right. It's, your slate is wiped clean. It's 0-0 on your record. And just got to come out there and execute there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, Burton, the number three team out of their district, Brackett, number two team out of their district. So, looked like a, on paper, at least a pretty even matchup. And like you said, Daryl, it's just going to come down to who's going to be able to go and execute the game plan.
And the turnovers. You know, it's going to be pretty cool tomorrow night up there. And, you know, that's an excuse again. We haven't played in any cool weather, you know.
Not
way,
really, yeah.
Way too cool to go deer hunting in the morning. It's supposed to be 41. And I bet you, in Lavahee it'll probably be 38. And I tell all my friends, if it's below 50, Daryl ain't going. And stuff. I can call me a candy if they want to. But that, to me, will be another factor. The hands will be a little cold.
Mm-hmm.
On catching the ball, holding on to the ball. But you know both sides have to play in it. And they might not be pansies like me. And
Speaking of which, there's a little chill in here now.
Yeah, they can hang meat in this monkey.
Yeah.
And stuff. But I guess, you know, they probably got some China Blonde or Bach over here on this side.
I was going to say, chilling some beer around
yeah,
here.
And my Burton people probably got their Ultra over there. So, they definitely wouldn't need no ice in here.
No. Shiner Biker, as we like to call it, the Craig Montana special.
There you go. Craig will be proud of that. We're putting a little shout out for him. He probably popping a cap right now as we're talking.
Yeah. All righty. And we're going to take another break. We should be back with our intros as well as the national anthem. And let's hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Everyone at Kiki Eggs in Burton are proud supporters of the Burton volleyball team and are pleased to help bring you this broadcast of the Burton volleyball playoff game. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocery, convenience store, and finer food market. Kiki Egg Farm supports the Burton volleyball team. Go Lady Panthers!
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon, fresh and smoked sausage available. That's Burton Meat Processing, 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday till noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to say congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season and good luck in the playoffs.
All right, back we go, and the teams have headed to their respective benches. It looks like we are ready to get this one underway. Just waiting on the official word from the scores table. Burton tonight dressed out in the red jerseys. with white letters and numbers and the black sleeves. And meanwhile, Shiner will be in the white jerseys with purple letters and numbers and some gold trim around there. Looking at the court, as you're looking at your radio dial, Burton will be going left to right. Shiner will be going right to left. And looks like we're ready. Or at least we thought we were. Yeah, once again, I want to thank the good folks at Yoakum for letting us in here tonight a little bit early. And beautiful gym that they've got here. And just waiting on the officials to get this one started.
Must be doing a TV timeout, and it's going a little bit longer.
right, Daryl, we are ready.
Yeah, it's game time. Maybe they'll cut that heat off or these girls start playing. They put some heat going off in this gym.
Yeah.
Very good crowd again.
Yes, it is.
Stands are full. See some new faces up there in the stands, and that's always good. As you go further, you always pick up more fans. We're a little closer to home. but I know we got a lot listening to us, so let's make it exciting. Let's see how funny we can get at times, and let's have fun.
Absolutely. And for Burton, they will start up front with Bailey Glazeman, Aaron Huntsman, and Addie Harmel. And the libero is Reagan Raymer. Also in there is Alexi Brazier and Amaya Williams.
So Big Shiner is going to get the serve first, number two.
Looks like Callie Sefcik.
I'll let you take care of them names.
And, yeah, that is who it's going to be.
All right, girls, let's go.
And Sefcik with the first serve.
Out.
That's the back line. And that's 1 point for Burton. That's the way we like to get it started.
That's right. Let's go, Addie. Let's roll off about 10 or 12.
And now Addie Armel gets it over. And a big kill there. That's number 16, Morgan Lenahan.
That's the tall girl you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, you set them high. It's kind of like Lumbeck on our side. You set them high. It's hard to get a hand on that.
And that one just gets over the net. Nice dig by Amaya. And Bailey gets it over. Now sitting in the middle, going for the kill, and that is Amaya Wright. And it makes it 2-1, Shiner. And this is Chesney Mahachik doing the serving. And it picks up the ace there. And that makes it 3-1, Shiner, here in the early going. We're just underway here at Yoakum High School. And Mahachik with her next serve. And Brazier over to Harmel, going for Huntsman. Huntsman went for the kill, and good dig on the other end by Shiner. And Raymer, and two diving, hit it out of bounds. Huntsman gave chase, but couldn't come up with it.
Yep.
That'll make it 4-1.
Gonna have to block that angle a little better. She's cutting it hard to the right.
Yeah, Mahachik with her next serve. Williams over to Harmel. Back to Williams. And gonna get a whistle.
Net on Shiner.
And so that'll be the second point for Burton. And breaks the service. And it's 4-2 Shiner with Kelsey Holt checking in.
See if she can keep her streak rolling as good as she was the other night.
Yeah. And Holt will serve. Shiner's setting for Lenahan.
Good by Addy.
Back the other way to Brazier.
Nice kill by Lexi.
Lexi Brazier now makes it a 1-point game as it's 4-3.
Gonna have to keep swinging, girls.
And another serve there by Holt.
Free ball.
Wright gets it over. Now working back the other way. Williams going for the kill. And
a little bit long.
Oh, they do get it. No, it is Burton. Well, one ref set out, one ref set in, and now we're going to get a conference here. Find out whose ball it is.
Out.
Yep, and so it will be Shiner ball, makes it 5-3.
All right, Maya, keep swinging, baby.
Yeah, And it will be the libero, Kylan Ramirez, serving.
Long.
Way past the back line. And that'll be a point for Burton. And once again, makes it a one-point match.
Let's go, Bailey.
5-4. Shiner with a one-point lead. And Bailey Glazeman to serve.
Got Lum back up front now.
Glazeman gets across. Williams. Harmel setting for Lundbeck. Going for the kill. And White comes back the other way, and she gets the kill for Shiner.
That young lady got some air underneath her.
She definitely does. I'm taking a wild guess with a vertical like that. She probably plays basketball, too.
She almost jumped as high as I do.
And next serve there by Shiner. Holt over to Harmel, the Williams. And saved on the other end there. And now Wright going for the kill. And she picks up another one off of Harmel.
Girls, we got to get some hands up there.
And that makes it 7-4. Shiner has increased their lead back up to 3. And there's the next serve. Raymer over to Harmel. Going for the kill, and Lundbeck hit it in the net. And it's 8-4.
Set her high, Eddie. Set her high.
And there's the next serve. Harmel going for Lundbeck. And that one past the back line, and it's a point for Shiner. Makes it 9-5, Lady Comanches. And that is Paisley Wallace serving. And back the other way. Brazier going for the kill.
Yes,
and knock that one down. Good job there by Lexi. Yes. Makes it 9-5.
Great set by Addie.
And now Paige Rich coming in.
Lacey Brazier up front.
So now both Brazier girls into the game.
Good serve, Paige.
And Fritsch setting. Lundbeck hitting the net. That'll be a point for the Comanches. And it's 10-5. Shiner with a 5-point lead. As now serving will be Brindley Ramirez. It's the running start. Holt. Fritsch going to Lundbeck. And Lundbeck lowers the boom. And that makes it a 10-6 game.
She got all of that one, buddy.
And now Lexi Brazier will head to the server's line. And Brazier gets it over. Now look in the corner, and that was off of Burton and out of bounds. It'll be a point for Shiner to make it 11-6.
Lacey got a hand on it, just didn't turn him in.
And now the serve will be Harley Sefcik for the Lady Comanches. And just got over the net.
Saved by Paige.
And Raymer got it over. Now back the other way, and that one is out of bounds. Oh no, this.
We touch it?
I didn't think so, but
I guess that's what he called, because that ball was way out.
Yeah.
All right, girls, come on now.
And Sefcik with another serve. Going back the other way goes Lacey. Oh, good dig there by Fritsch. And now Lexi Brazier gets it over. Shiner coming back the other way with Sefcik. And now Raymer setting.
Huntsman.
And Huntsman gets the kill there. And cuts it to a 12-7 game. Now, Reagan Raymer, one of the three seniors on this Burton team, going to the server's line. Holton Glazeman being the other two. shot at this time. It's Linehan putting that one down, and it's 13-7.
Tall girl, pretty smart, too. She played some ball.
Most definitely. And there's the serve by the Apaches. And Linehan dumps it in again.
Pass was almost over the net. Timeout, Burton.
And Burton's going to call a timeout. We'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you'll know you'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. That number again is 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann are proud to support the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team, and we'll see you out at the games. Go Lady Panthers all the way.
Get ready for some fall-tastic fun with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. You can expect all kinds of fun, such as Cards Club on the first Wednesday of every month. Sign up for an aqua cardio or a waterworks class to help stay fit this fall. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun starting November 25th through the 27th. Admission is required. Please note that they will be closed on November 11th for Veterans Day. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
And back we go, and it's Lacey Brazier picking up the kill. And that'll make it 14-8. Burton trying to cut into this Shiner lead as we come back here. We're in the first set, and it's back to Addie Harmel serving for the Lady Panthers.
Now Maya back up front.
And Harmel to Williams. And out of bounds.
She swiped it off of Shiner's hands.
Yeah. And they're going to say, yeah. They're gonna... Yeah, it should be Burton ball. Yeah, they're saying Shiner ball. And Coach Smith, having Reagan Raymer relay messages to the referee that's up on the podium there.
I really do believe she swiped it off of Shiner's hands and it went out that way.
That's what it looked like to me.
I think if they come to this ref on the floor on the other side, he might change that. Not going to do it.
No. So that will be a point for the Comanches. So it's now 15-8.
Let's go, girl. Pop one of them in the face.
And Chesney Mahachik with the serve. Harmel setting for Huntsman, going with a kill.
Got a girl there.
And she picks it up, and it's 15-9 now.
Holt coming in to serve.
Yeah. Hold on, that string in the third set the other night. 10 points in a row. And gets that one over. Now back the other way goes right. Good save there by Lexi. And
we're
back
AC.
To for Lexi, and she gets the kill.
Nice hit, Lexi. Great set by Harmel. Cut it to five, Doug. Cut it to five.
And 15-10. Kelsey Holt with a serve. And Linehan drops it in there. Now back the other way. Lexi.
Oh, what a up.
Oh, they got it in. Linehan just got it over. Raymer to Lexi. And saved there by Sefcik. Now back the other way.
It's a bad ball here.
Try to get it in there. And that time going for right. And at the net. And they hit it in the net. Point Burton.
That was huge for Burton right there.
And now it is Shiner that wants the timeout. Leading 15-11 here. And back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Get ready for deer season with a new blind or feeder from DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel has dozens of deer blinds and feeders for you to choose from, so you'll be ready to shoot that trophy buck. And when it comes to your next steel project, DDM has it. From pipe fence to roll-up doors to long-lasting steel roofs, the experts at DDM will make sure you have everything to finish the job. Whether it's flat plate, angle iron, metal building components, or welding supplies, DDM Pipe and Steel has it all.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Lady Panthers volleyball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Lady Panthers by attending the volleyball playoff games. Go Lady Panthers!
And there we go. As we come back here, and Burton picks up another kill, and that cuts it to 15-12. Lady Panthers have got that Shiner lead down to just three.
Holt got her lefty magic going.
Holt with another serve.
Shank.
And
no,
they just saved that one from going out of bounds. Raymer now to Harmold to Glazeman.
Boom by Glazeman. Net. Shiner.
And Shiner's in the net, so that's another point for Burton. And it's 15-13. Lead is down to two.
Here we go.
Burton just keep on chipping away there. And another run here by Kelsey Holt. And Shiner going to right.
Good up.
To Harmel. And Williams will get it over. Now they're setting for right again.
Good block.
Double block by
Bailey and Amaya.
And that's down to a one-point lead. And you look at the excitement on Bailey and Amaya. They're into it now.
Absolutely.
Full force. Net.
The fans are starting to get into it.
And Holt with a serve. Lenahan picks up the kill there. And so that makes it 16-14. Back to a two-point lead by the Comanches.
Got a hand on it and got her out of there now.
And now served there by Kylan Ramirez. Back the other way.
Good job, Amaya.
With another big kill there, and it's 16-15. And Burton now can try to tie it on this point here.
Come on, Bailey. Let's get an ace.
Bailey Glazeman. It's a serve over. Now working back across the right, blocked out of bounds by Lundbeck and Williams, and makes it 17-15.
It's got a little too high on there, hit off her arms.
And substitution now for the Comanches. And Harmel setting for Williams.
Nice job.
And stayed in bounds. And
nice
the kill
job.
For the Panthers. 17-16.
That away, Amaya. Paige coming in to do the serving.
I tell you what, Amaya's having one of her best runs of this play.
Yes.
Best games of this playoff run.
Yes. The two twins up front with Lundbeck.
And Fritz with the serve. And back the other way. And we're going to get a whistle. And it's
Shiner
again.
Shiner in the net.
Shiner in the net. And we're all tied, 17-17. Back the other way.
Good up by Raymer.
Fritz setting for Lacey. Blocked there by Wright, and it's a point for Shiner. Shiner goes back in front, 18-17. And tucking back in will be the other Ramirez, Brindley. And Fritz, Senegra Lundbeck.
Touch by Shiner.
And point another point, and ties it up 18-18.
Huntsman coming back in the front. Lexi doing the serving.
And Lexi Brazier gets it across. Looking in the corner for Ramirez.
Good up by Lexi Ann Page.
And
now over by Lacey.
She got it back. Now shooting the other way, and Ramirez gets it over.
Free ball here. Quick set it.
And Huntsman got it back across. Working the other way.
Got the back part of that white line. I can't argue that one, though.
Yeah. And that's a point there for Shiner. Makes it 19-18. That was awfully close there, but the line judge was right on top of it.
Yeah.
So we'll give her the benefit of the doubt. As Harley Sefcik with the serve. Back the other way, Lundbeck. And now blocked by Shiner. Now the other way, Burton got it back across. And now that one dropped in by Mahacik. And it's 20-18. Shiner, as they're back up to a two-point lead.
They got the tall girl back in there. Lenahan.
Yeah, there's a serve. Setting for Lacey Brazier. And pass the back line. And it's a point for Shiner to make it 21-18.
Tall hands will do that till you start going a little high.
Yep. And setting for Lundbeck. And Lundbeck getting in the net.
Timeout, Burton.
22-18. And Burton wants a timeout. And so we'll tell you when we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton volleyball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, "Go Lady Panthers!"
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton volleyball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They'd like to salute the volleyball team coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. Go Burton Volleyball! From everyone at Burton Park Project.
And we come back here and serve by Sefcik. Back in the middle and a block by Shiner. And it's 23-18.
Those tall hands up there, we're trying to quick set it a little low and nowhere you can go with that.
And now Shiner just needs 2 points to take this first set. And served by Mahacik. Setting in the corner for Huntsman. And working back the other way.
And
in the net. And it's a point for Burton. And so it's 23-19 now. Megan Raymer to the line.
Bailey come back into the front row along with Aaron and Lacey.
And Raymer with the serve. Back the other way. And Shiner got it across. Now working in the corner for Huntsman, and a block in there by Lenahan, and it's 24-19.
She's running that front line.
And set point here for Shiner. As Callie Sefcik comes back in. And setting for Lacey Brazier, and she got that one in for a point for Burton. And it's now 24-20.
One at a time, Addie. Let's go.
And Addie Harmel coming back in, as is Amaya Williams. Burton got a lot of ground, got some ground to make up and not a whole lot of time to do it.
No.
And they're setting for Lenahan. And Lenahan hitting the net.
That's one.
And makes it 24-21. And now they set it. Going for the kill, and that's in. And Shiner takes the first set. Shiner takes the first set. Final score 25-21. And so now that'll send us to set number two, and we'll have it for you. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Hey, y'all. This is Wade with Sandtown Catering. Looking for someone to cater your next event, whether big or small? Then give us a call at 979-277-5023. We have a wide variety of menu options, from good old school barbecue to kettle pot fried chicken. Give Wade a call at 979-277-5023 to book your next event. Sandtown Catering wishes the Panthers and Lady Panthers a great season, and we will be with you every step of the way. Go Panthers!
If you're someone wanting to get ahead this winter, Blinn College makes it easy. Enroll for the Winter Mini-Mester starting December 16th and finish an online course in just a few weeks with full transferable credit, or start the new year strong with spring classes beginning January 13th. With affordable tuition and flexible online or in-person options, Blinn is your pathway to success. Don't wait. Visit blinn.edu and register today for the Winter Mini-Mester and spring classes.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon, fresh and smoked sausage available. That's Burton Meat Processing, 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday till noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to say congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season and good luck in the playoffs.
ACL Construction is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Burton Volleyball Game. ACL Construction offers general contracting and carpentry for residential construction and remodeling. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 979-251-1232 for a new addition or a complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs. Just call Andy Lamson at 979-251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lamson, owners of ACL Construction, congratulate the Burton Lady Panthers for another winning season. Go Big Red!
All right, as we come back here, we're getting ready for the start of set number two. Shiner took the first set by a final score of 25-21. Now it's up to the Lady Panthers to try to answer here.
You know, we were in the same situation a couple of nights ago, and made a few adjustments and responded. A lot better team on this side, though.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to loosen up in my eyes. We're playing a little tight. Just not being their self right now. And, we have to come out and take it to them.
Absolutely. And so we're just about ready.
Harmel should get the ball first.
That's what I was thinking. And now they're throwing the ball out there. So Addie Harmel will serve for the Lady Panthers. And Harmel passed the back line. And that's a point for Shiner to make it 1-0 Comanches. And Chesney Mahachik with the first serve. And Shiner setting for Lenahan, and she picks up the kill. And that makes it 2-0. And serve by Mahachik, and Burton sends that one out of bounds, and it's 3-0 Shiner.
Gotta relax, girls. It's coming back right at you, Lacey.
Answer there. Working back the other way. Raymer. And they're working in the corner.
For Lacey.
And it's a point. For Burton finally getting on the scoreboard here, and it's 3-1. As now Kelsey Holt coming in. Try to see if she can cut into the Shiner lead. And gets the serve off, and it's Ramirez, and they work it around to Wright. And Wright gets that pass to the back line, and it's 3-2.
Keep them hands up there, girls.
Next serve there by Holt. Setting for Linehan. And she picks up the kill. And it's 4-2 for Shiner. And now Linehan will sit down, and much to the sigh of relief of the Lady Panthers. And going for the kill was Glazeman. Get it out of bounds. And point for Burton. So far, Burton has not had an answer yet for Linehan's height advantage.
Best place far is on that bench over there while she's out. We got to make up some ground here.
And Glazeman with the serve. Now working it back the other way. Wright gets it over. And now Burton just gets it over the net. Going for the kill was Lundbeck. And now Burton working around to Lexi. Wright gets it over.
Good up by Bailey.
And set again for Lexi Brazier. And that one hit off of Mahachik and out of bounds. And a point for Burton, and we're all evened up at 4-4.
So Bailey, keep it up.
And Glazeman with her next serve. And they set in the corner for Wright. Wright going
good
back.
Good by Holt.
Yep. Hit it out of bounds, and a point for Shiner.
Heck of a dig, though.
Yeah, just to even come up with that, especially with the velocity she had off
that. Yeah, right, hit that ball. We didn't have anybody up. They ran a pass through the outside. I don't know.
Wallace now with the next serve for Shiner. Burton working around, and Lexi saved that from going out of bounds. Now back the other way, and Shiner knocks it down on Burton, and back up to a 6-4 lead. We go to the Comanches. And Wallace with the serve. Harmel working in the corner.
Never went.
And the net on Burton, and so that'll be a point for the Comanches, makes it 7-4. Now back the other way. And a kill by Shiner. That's a point for Burton.
Lundbeck
got it, and it's now 7-5. So Burton's got the lead down to 2.
Fritz.
The Paige Fritz serve.
Nice serve.
Fritz gets it over. Working in the middle there, and a point for Sefcik.
Gotta go up, girls. Gotta go up.
And now coming in is Brindley Ramirez. It's a
net.
And hit in the net. Burton gets an easy point there.
We'll take that.
8-6.
Lexi doing the serve, and Huntsman come back in the front row.
And serve by Brazier. And working around. Ramirez gets it over. Now back the other way. Goes Huntsman. And now working in the corner of the
block.
Was that Lundbeck?
Lundbeck, but it went out. So point Shiner.
And 9-6 now. 3-point lead for the Comanches. And next serve there. And an ace for Harley Sefcik. And it's now 10-6.
Gotta communicate, girls. Now they got Linehan back up front.
And the serve there. Back the other way, and Raymer gets it over now.
Quick.
Working for Linehan, and
Burton in the net.
Burton's in the net, so 11-6.
I thought the server, Lanahan hit that net, but I guess it was us.
And so lead is back up to five for the Comanches. And there's the serve by Sefcik. Burton working back around and past the back line by Huntsman. And it's 12-6.
Henry coming in for Huntsman.
Madeline Henry with her first action this evening. And an ace there by the Comanches. It's now 13-6. And timeout on the court taken by the Lady Panthers. And so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you'll know you'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. That number again is 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann are proud to support the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team, and we'll see you out at the games. Go Lady Panthers all the way.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Lady Panthers volleyball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Lady Panthers by attending the volleyball playoff games. Go Lady Panthers!
And back we go here. And Burton Lundbeck going for the kill. And they save it. Lanahan got it over. Sent the other way, and Williams went for the kill. And Potter tried to play it off the net. And it's a point for Burton.
Man, there's a lot of digging going on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
We needed that one.
And so leads down to sixth, as now Reagan Raymer will serve. And Burton hits that one back underneath the net. And a point for Shiner to make it 14-7. And Callie Sefcik checking back in for the Comanches.
Gotta relax, girls. Don't press.
And back the other way, setting for Williams. Williams got it over. Now back. Thank you. Rosen in back.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and farm pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Lady Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
All right, we're back now, and I apologize for the technical difficulty. For some reason, our Bluetooth cut off. We're not really sure why, but we're back here, and Burton just picked up a point, but Shiner is leading the second set by a score of 20-10.
Henry did a good job there. It was a great swing.
Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you. As we're coming to you from the Yoakum High School Gymnasium. And back the other way, Lenahan going for the kill. And Holt over to Raymer. And back the other way.
Free ball, get up there quick.
And that'll right in.
Hit Burton. The net.
Hit the net. It's 21 now to 10. And Shiner's just 4 points away from going up 2-0. Kylan Ramirez, the libero with the serve. And Raymer over to, and then working around, Burton got it over.
Out.
And pass the back line, and a point for Burton. That'll make it 21-11.
Natalie Hody going to come in and do the serving.
So Hody checking in. Glazeman will come out.
Got Lumbeck back up front.
And
serve Nat.
With a serve. Lumbeck just got it in there. Good kill there. She just dropped it inside that back line. And the others were playing her up and just left just enough of the back court there.
Come on, Nat.
Next serve by Hody. And
another point for
another
Burton.
Point there. That was Lexi Brazier that time. And it's 21-13.
Having a hard time passing this ball to the front. Hody needs to keep it up.
And Hody with the serve. Now working the other way to right. And blocked out of bounds by the Lady Panthers. And it's 22-13.
Lacey was up there with her. Raymer back in the back row.
And there's the serve, and Burton is going out of bounds off of Kelsey Holt, and it's 23-13. And so now Shiner 2 points away from taking a 2-0 lead in this match. And served there by Wallace. Burton setting, and Lundbeck went for the kill. Now back the other way. They just get it over. It's 24-13.
You know, it just ain't your night when they can just hit a
just a
whatever she did.
Just little bitty dunk shot there. Wallace with the next serve. And that
Lacey Brader on the point.
Gets it, and it's 24-14.
Amaya coming to the front, Paige doing the serving.
And looks like Brinley Ramirez is going to check back in for Wright. Served by Fritsch. Setting and going for the kill was Sefcik, and a point for the Lady Comanches, and it's 25-14. Shiner wins set number two, so Shiner now up 2-0 on the Burton Lady Panthers, and that'll make a gut check time here. Burton will need to win 3 in a row in order to advance. If Shiner wins the next set, it's over. And we'll see how it transpires after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton volleyball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, "Go Lady Panthers!"
Go fight win, Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther volleyball team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all their hard work and wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs. The Burton Chamber would like to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and encourage you to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
Daryl, Katie, and Trent are excited to see the Lady Panthers volleyball team back in the playoffs. Sports teach leadership, teamwork, and dedication. The Kiki family would like to thank all the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication in helping to build this great volleyball team. All of Burton is so proud of you. The Kikis hope you'll join them in cheering on and supporting the Burton High School Lady Panthers. Go Lady Panthers all the way to state.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
All right, back we go here. And Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you from the Yoakum High School gym. And in case you're just joining us, Shiner is leading this regional championship game of the Burton Lady Panthers 2-0. Shiner won the first set 25-21, and they just took the second set 25-14. So the mission is clear for Burton. They have got to win the next 3 sets in a row in order to get to advance to the state semifinals next week. But if Shiner wins, the Burton Lady Panthers season will come to an end.
These girls aren't going to lay down on this side. They got a lot of fight in them. They just got to loosen up and play their game, right? These first two matches, Shiner took it to us like we normally do. Now we got to come up and...
And that time... Sefcik hits it in the net, and so Burton starts off with the first point.
That's a good start.
And that'll be Addie Harmel. And Harmel gets the serve. Working in the middle for Lanahan, and she comes down with a kill. And it's 1-1. And Chesney Mahachuk to serve. Kamaya Wright coming back in. And Mahachuk will serve. Brazier over to Harmel, the Huntsman.
Good swing by Aaron.
And Huntsman picks up the kill, and it's 2-1. Burton with the lead here as Kelsey Holt comes in. Let's see if Holt can put a little distance between Burton and Shiner.
I know it sounds like a broken record, but we got to keep swinging. We can't tap against this team.
And they try to drop that in. Burton back the other
what
way.
What I'm talking about.
And Brazier coming with the swing there and picks up the point. And it's 3-1, Burton.
Go, girls.
Kelsey Holt with a serve. Back the other way, Kamaya Wright. And Burton working around to Lexi. Gets it over. Back the other way, Holt, Harmel. Going for Lacey that time. And Lacey gets the kill. And it's 4-1, Burton.
Keep swinging, babies. Keep swinging.
And served there by Holt. Back the other way. Lenahan picks up the kill. And it's a 4-2 game. And service goes back over to the Lady Comanches. Kylan Ramirez in there now. Lexi over to Harmel. To Lacey that time. And
yeah.
Shiner hits him in the net. And it's 5-2, Burton.
Lombeck coming in. Hody coming back in to serve.
That's Natalie Hody.
Let's get a run here, Nat.
Burton with a 3-point lead here in set number 3. And Ramirez got it over. Set back the other way.
Nice and spot. Nice. Great job.
Lexi Brazier getting it over. And now 6-2. Good kill there. And now timeout taken by the Comanches. And so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Tis the season.
Ah, my neck hurts. Dang, my arms too.
Exactly. Decorating for the holidays. It'll get you every year.
I'm telling you, lifting them boxes.
Yep.
And hanging all those lights.
And putting the fire out after you plugged in 37 things into that one melty outlet.
No, don't do that. Here's what you do. Listen, don't let aches and pains steal your good times. Go see Tradewind Physical Therapy.
Yeah, you'll get seen quickly and get back to enjoying the holidays.
Schedule a free, no-commitment consultation today. Tradewind Physical Therapy.
2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham.
Collier Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. Family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to detail, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Colliers to develop a high quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team for their hard work.
All right, as we come back here, and Shiner with a serve now. Burton with a 6-3 lead. Working back the other way to Lundbeck.
Lundbeck
gets the kill. It's now 7-3, Burton. We're here in set number 3. Burton trying to battle back after they dropped the first two sets.
Fritch coming in to serve. Williams back on the front row with Lexi and Kinsley.
And Fritch for the serve. And they're working around to right.
Nice block.
And that one Ramirez got over. Now Raymer going for Lexi.
Spot.
Now back the other way goes the Comanches. And across the other side of the court. And Holt saved it from going out of bounds. And Brazier tried to get it over and does. Wright going for the kill. And now Fritch setting for Lexi. And
that's
the kill. 8-3, Burton with a 5-point lead. They weren't feeling it earlier. I think, Darrell, they're feeling it now.
Playing our game, they lose. They're swinging. I mean, you got nothing to lose. There's no tomorrow if we lose this game.
Exactly. And nice block there by Lundbeck. Another point in Burton now with a 9-3 lead.
Keep it up, Paige. Let's go.
Yeah, Fritz with her next serve. Going back the other way. Right, got it over, and we got a whistle. And call against Burton. That'll be a point for the Comanches. As now it's Brindley Ramirez in there to serve, and she picks up an ace. And cuts the lead now down to 9-5. And next serve. That's the other way. And Schneider drops it in, and it's a point for the Comanches. And now it's 9-6. Burton's lead down to 3.
Net. Atta girl.
And that went into the net. And it's 10-6 now. Burton picks up the point there. And Lexi Brazier now to serve.
Huntsman back up front.
And now,
blocked by Lundbeck. Free ball, girls. Oh, my.
And
nice play.
Brazier got that back over.
And now he should take care of this.
Raymer setting for Huntsman, going for the kill. Williams. Raymer. Raymer hitting the net. And a point for the Comanches, and it's 10-7.
I know we didn't get it, but what a hustle play by Lexi.
That was.
Unbelievable. Laid out and knocked it over. We call it chicken winging in church league, but she, heck of a play.
I had not heard that before, but I got to remember that one. And that one knocked out of bounds by Burton. It's an ace. And lead is down to 10-8. With Harley Sefcik in there serving. Going in the middle, Lundbeck for the kill, and right there was Lenahan to block it. And a point for the Comanches. Makes it 10-9. So Burton's lead now is down to 1.
They got Lenahan back up front, too.
And sir, Lenahan going for the kill. Burton retrieves it. Huntsman puts it in the net, and it's all tied up, 10-10.
Henry coming back in. Coach trying to see if she can find a spark here. Net.
And they hit it in the net, and it's 11-10. Burton now with a 1-point lead.
Raymer doing the serving.
And Raymer with the serve. Going back the other way. And that one just makes it inside the line. On the hip there by Mahacek. And it's 11-11.
You know, we were hoping China girls would be thinking about that football game, but they're pretty focused.
They definitely are. And next serve going for Glazeman. And Fritz to Williams. Blocked by Lenahan. Glazeman's got it over.
In the net.
And in the net. And it's 12-11. Shiner is now taking the lead.
Girls, we can't set low and close to the net with that big girl up front. There's no way she can get it.
And Sefcik win the next year. French going for Williams. Williams got it up over and picks it up. Mikkel there, and it's 12-12.
From here, she used all the court there.
Yeah.
Harmel coming in to serve. 12-12.
And Harmel gets it over. Going in the middle, Lenahan tried to dump it off, but Raymer right there. Now the other way to Lacey Brazier. And now working back the other way to Mahatchek.
Good up, all right, Raymer.
Harmel dumped it over. Ramirez. And now they're working around to seven.
Blocked by Glazen.
Lenahan got it over. And back the other way. Another big exchange here in Septic. And they're working around to Lexi. Going for the kill. Nice dig on the other end by Shiner. Lexi to Harmel. Going to Lacey this time. Going for the kill. Blocked in by Lenahan. And going the other way. Lenahan going for the kill and gets it. And it's now 13-12. But what an exchange.
Yeah.
You talk about two teams, neither one wanting to give an inch.
Yep. In the net.
And then just when we say that, they hit it in the net, we're all tied 13-13.
It's about three of them they missed this game, and that's keeping us in it.
As now Kelsey Holt back in. Holt with a serve. Is it in the middle for Lenahan? Right there was Lexi Brazier and Bailey Glazeman. And a point there for Burton. Holt with a serve. And I set this time for Wright. Good dig there by Holt. Harmel gets it to Lexi.
Nice spot.
Oh, they somehow got it back in and picked up the kill. Those Shiner.
It's nice to be tall and long like that. She didn't even move, got flat-footed and put it down right behind the 10-foot line.
Incredible. And 14-14 as Kylan Ramirez comes back in. And now Lacey Brazier gets the kill. And Burton back in front, 15-14.
Hody coming in to serve.
And Lundback back in on the front line as well. And back the other way now. And out of bounds.
Good eye, Lacey.
And it's 16-14. Burton back up by two.
Come on, Nat.
Served by Hody. And Shiner dumps that one in, but it's out of bounds. And a point for Burton makes it 17-14.
Serve, Nat.
And double block it now. Back the other way.
Somebody hit the net.
Yep, and it's on.
On Burton.
No, point Burton, 18 to.
Oh, my.
They reversed it.
These Burton fans are.
She had originally pointed to Burton, and now they reversed it, and it's going over to Shiner. And the Burton fans not happy about that one.
Not at all.
And it's 17-15. That one just got over the net. And Lacey back the other way. And Wright going for the kill. Now blocked by Lundbeck. And they just get it over now. Lexi is back to Wright. And setting Wright. They got the kill there. And it's 17-16.
Yeah.
to Sarah. Almost set it for Lundbeck.
What a dig.
Now back the other way, going for Lacey. And Ramirez got it over. And now going for Lundbeck again. And it hit the net. A point for Burton. And it's 18-16.
Just don't let nothing hit the floor. Both sides are doing a tremendous job.
Yeah. And Fritz with a serve. And, oh, big kill there by Kamaya Wright, or Jamaya Wright, rather. And it's 18-17.
That girl can jump. I said it while ago. She can jump.
She's a great athlete. And now checking in is Brindley Ramirez to serve. Burton up by 1 point, 18-17 here in set number three. Raymer free over ball to Williams. And now back the other way.
And they gave it right back to us. Come on now.
And setting for Lundbeck. And
gotta get up.
Blocked there by Sefcik.
Good job, Lexi.
And blocked out of bounds by Shiner. And Burton picks up the point to make it 19-17. With Lexi Brazier coming to the server's line. Also Madeline Henry coming back in. And a serve there by Brazier. Working in, and Raymer and Burton hits it out of bounds. And point for Shiner to make it 19-18.
Lenahan back front for Shiner.
Yep.
Got to be smart up there up in the front.
And they get it over. Raymer going for Williams. Blocked there by Mahacek.
Oh,
gamble there and let it drop, and it dropped in on the Shiner side. The point for Burton makes it 20-18.
Got a break. Got a break. Come on, Raymer.
Served by Reamer. And Lenahan drops it in. And that's a kill there. Makes it 20-19.
Just so tall up there. That
yeah. As now Callie Sefcik will serve once again.
She did us a favor a while ago hitting in the net. Try it again.
And Williams dumped it over, and Shiner, they miss hit it, and it's a point for Merton, 21-19.
We need four. Let's go, girls. Come on, Addy.
And Harmel back to serve.
We got to that magic number first this game. Let's finish it.
And serve there. Center Lanahan in the middle. Good block there by Henry and Glazeman.
Yes.
And it's 22-19. And timeout on the court taken by the Comanches. And so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Go Fight Win, Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther volleyball team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all their hard work and wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs. The Burton Chamber would like to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and encourage you to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Lady Panthers volleyball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Lady Panthers by attending the volleyball playoff games. Go Lady Panthers!
And Back we go in center. Oh, they saved that one from going out of bounds. Burton back the other way with Lacey Brazier. Shiner got it over. Going for Glazeman and a block there and a point for the Apache, for the Comanches. And it's 22-20.
What hustle again by Shiner. Yeah. She went into the bleachers and brought it back.
And so Burton lead down to two. It's 22-20. Burton
lead down to bed.
And 23-20. Burton now needing just 2 points to win this third set and send it to a fourth. And Madeline Henry will serve. Back the other way goes Kamaya Wright. Armel over to Lacey.
All right.
Picks up
one
the
more
point.
Time.
It's 24-20.
Let's go, Madeline.
Burton needs just one more point. Henry with a serve. Setting it for Lennon, and she picks up the kill. And it's 24-21.
They only need one, girl. Side out one.
As Kimlin Ramirez comes back to serve. And Raymer working around to Lacey. And a block there by Shiner. It's 24-22. And this time, timeout on the court taken by Burton. And we're just going to leave it here right now because we're so close to the end of this set. Burton, now, just really got to settle down here, Dylan.
Yeah.
Do what they can to get this last point.
One good pass to the front here. Going to start with that pass.
There you go. Fans are into it here.
We could go ahead and just ask Shiner to hit this ball in the net, too.
Yeah, they've done that a few times tonight.
24-22, Burton.
And so here we go. Kylan Ramirez with a serve.
Holt come back into the game.
Holt. Harmel, go to Glazeman, got it over. Now back the other way, right.
Blocked by Glazeman.
Brazier.
All right, come on,
Harmel.
Put it away.
Going for a Brazier. Drops
yes.
The point for Burton. And so Burton takes set number three, 25-22. So we will go to a set four. Shiner still leads the match 2-1, but now Burton on the comeback trail. And back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Darren Hullab, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I would invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
Everyone at Kiki Eggs in Burton are proud supporters of the Burton volleyball team and are pleased to help bring you this broadcast of the Burton volleyball playoff game. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's farm fresh eggs at your local grocery, convenience store, and finer food market. Kiki Egg Farm supports the Burton volleyball team. Go Lady Panthers!
If you're someone wanting to get ahead this winter, Blinn College makes it easy. Enroll for the Winter Mini-Mester starting December 16th and finish an online course in just a few weeks with full transferable credit. Or start the new year strong with spring classes beginning January 13th. With affordable tuition and flexible online or in-person options, Blinn is your pathway to success. Don't wait. Visit blinn.edu and register today for the Winter Mini-Mester and spring classes.
These days, days, you want whatever you're putting money into to last. That's especially true if you're investing in a new steel building, like a new workshop, storage building, or barnuminium. When you choose DDM Metal Buildings to fabricate your new metal building, you can rest assured your money is well spent. With over a quarter century of experience, DDM Metal Buildings are built to last. Find out more online at ddmbuildings.com or visit with their experienced staff at their locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
All right, we are back here in Yoakum where it is regional championship action. We have the Shiner Lady Comanches and the Burton Lady Panthers. Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you. In case you're just joining us, Shiner won the first two sets, 25-21 and 25-14. Burton just won the third set, 25-22. So now Burton, as we said, if Burton wins this set, they go to a fifth and deciding set. If Shiner wins, then the match is over.
We got to keep being the aggressor. In that game, we took it to them, and we kept swinging, and that's what we're going to have to do right here to get to game five.
And absolutely, yeah, Burton definitely the aggressor in that one. And after Shiner was the aggressor in the first two sets, and now we're waiting here. As Addie Harmel goes back to serve.
Go, Addy.
And Harmel gets it across. Ramirez working around the Linehan. And they get it back over. And we're going to get a whistle against
net.
Shiner in the net. And a point for Burton. And Harmel with the next serve. Set it for Ramirez, got it over. Raymer working for Lexi Brazier. She hits that in the net. And it's a point for the Lady Comanches, and it's 1-1. Jemiah Wright checking in, and coming out is Brindley Ramirez. As Mahatchik comes in, and she picks up an ace there, and it's 2-1.
You can do it, Lexi. Coming right back at you.
Yes, her there.
Be a Raymer free ball.
Got it across.
Get up, get up.
Setting for right.
That a girl,
good
Bailey.
Block. And back the other way, Linehan dumped it over.
Great play by Harmel to save that.
And Burton hits it in the net. And a point for Shiner. That'll make it 3-1.
Net. Nope.
Just got it over on the serve.
That a girl.
At the point for Burton, they hit it off of Sefcik and went out of bounds. And so Burton now trailing 3-2 as Paige Fritz steps back in to do the serving. And they set going to right.
Good dig by Raymer.
And working to Brazier.
Touch. Point.
And point for Burton. And we're tied 3-3.
What a dig by Raymer on that far side.
And Mahatchik made the mistake of trying to hit it. If she just let it go, it would have been past the back line. And working around the Linehan.
Good up by Harmel.
And
net Burton.
And you get Burton for being in the net. And it's 4-3 in favor of Shiner. With Kylan Ramirez to serve. And time is called.
Yeah.
Burton questioning the call on the last play. Raymer relaying the message back to Coach Smith.
You know, that starts getting in your head when you start questioning a lot. And you got to keep playing. You got to get with it.
And Burton back the other way. Now Shiner.
Shiner gave it right back to us.
And Wallace got it over. Now back the other way. And Wallace saves it. Now working around the right.
Out.
The kill. Pass the line. And it's out. Point Burton.
Tied at four. Come on, Bailey.
And Glazeman. Ready to serve. And across is Sefcik. Back the other way goes Smith. And now.
Good up by Holt.
Now back. Now Burton. As Brazier got it over and hits it in the net. And it's a point for the Comanches. And makes it 5-4. And Paisley Wallace with the serve now. Burton working around to Lexi and blocked there, and it's a point for Shiner, makes it 6-4. Comanches with a 2-point lead.
Come on, you gotta go to Lacey here.
And setting going for Lundbeck, right. Over to Wallace and the Sefcik. Now Burton going for Brazier. Gets the kill. And it's 6-5, down to a 1-point lead for Shiner.
Rich and Williams coming in.
And there is the serve by Fritsch. And Shiner got it over. And
back line attack.
On
calling Shiner for a back.
Okay. Line. And it's 6-6. And now Shiner wants a clarification on that. And now the ref on the podium calling the ref on the floor over.
I believe we're going to reserve this one. Come on, Paige.
Yeah, so here we go. We're tied 6-6. Paige Fritsch to serve. And Ramirez going for right. Right picks up the kill. And it's 7-6. 1-point lead for Shiner. So good by Ramirez and picks up the ace. And it's 8-6, Shiner. And a whistle. And it's against Burton. And the point for the Lady Comanches makes it 9-6. An obstructed view there, so I couldn't see what the referee called.
I think Lexi, when she followed through, she went underneath the net.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
that one in the net.
Thank you, young lady.
So it makes it 9-7 now. And Lexi Brazier goes to the server's line. And that time, it was Wallace just dumped that one in and makes it 10-7, Shiner.
Uh-oh.
Now, well.
I think Coach Smith might have called him that the setter left her feet to hit that ball over, and she was in the back row.
We're getting an official's conference on that.
This is...
Nope, and they are going to reverse it. And so it's 10-8 now. Well, actually, shouldn't it be 9-8?
Yep.
I think that's what they're getting at. I'm trying to make sure.
And officials have taken too much of the flow out of this game.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be 9 for Shiner and 8 for Burton right now. Now they got it correct.
Lexi doing the serving.
And she gets that one across. Now Shiner setting in the corner for Mahacek. Back the other way and going for Lacey. No, that's actually Henry in there now. And going for Henry again, going for the kill. Dug out by Shiner. Now going back to Mahacek. And blocked into the net by Burton. And Shiner gets the point to increase their lead to 10-8 with Harley Sefcik in and also Lenahan coming back in on the front line. And a double block there.
There are, she can't set it low.
And it's 11-8.
Not with that big girl in there. You can't set it tight and low.
That one across.
Ace.
And Henry hits it out of bounds, and it's a point for Shiner. Makes it 12-8. And there's the serve.
Be a free ball.
And Williams over. Now back the other way, and it's off of Raymond out of bounds. And it's a point for Shiner to make it 13-8. And a 5-point lead for the Lady Comanches now.
Ace.
And an ace there by Harley Sefcik is now 14-8, and the lead is up to 6. Sefcik with a serve. Going for Williams. And Williams just got that in there and a point for Burton.
Job, Maya.
Yeah, she had good placement on that.
Maya's playing a really smart game.
Yeah, so now got Raymer with a serve. Setting for Mahacek, and she gets the kill, and it's 15-9. As coming back in will be Callie Sefcik. And Septic with a serve. Burton working around to Williams. Williams going
good
for the
spot.
Kill. And they got it back over and pass the back line. And a point for Burton. And it's 15-10. Oh, comes back in. Burton trailing by five here, trying to get back into it here in set number four. And back the other
good
way.
Up by Raymer.
Yep. And they got it over Lanningham that time for a change. And working around to Mahachik. And Mahachik gets the kill. 16-10. As Jamiah Wright returns to the game. Served by Mahachik. Burton setting Glazeman going for the kill. Blocked by Lanahan. And working around to Wright. And Wright hit it in the net. And that'll be a point for Burton. And it's 16-11.
Holt coming in to serve.
And now let's see Holt can work her magic here. And sends that one across. Setting going for Lanahan. And Lanahan gets the kill. And it's 17-11.
At least we got her out the game.
And timeout on the court taken by the Lady Panthers. And so we'll take a look and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Wayne, Clarence, and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Burton Panthers volleyball team this playoff season. They are proud of the hard work and dedication the Lady Panthers have put in making this season successful and thrilled to cheer them on to victory. Good luck, Lady Panthers. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
Insurance, not something you enjoy buying, but if you ever need it, boy, are you glad you have it. Dahlman & Associates in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahlman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahlman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
And back we go as Burton just picked up a point. Got the lead to 17-12.
Glazeman serving.
And Glazeman gets it over. Boy. And a miscommunication there on the Shiner end. That's now 17-13.
We'll take that.
Glazeman with her next serve. And they're setting it over for Sefcik. Got it over. Now back the other way, Burton. Going for the kill. And out of bounds. And that's a point for Burton.
Lacey Brazier.
And time lead down the green. Now Shiner wants time. This time we're just going to stay right here. So we just came out of the timeout. And Burton still in there, still battling.
Yeah.
Trailing by three here as we're in set number four. For those of you that may have just tuned in, Shiner won the first two sets, 25-21 and 25-14. Burton won the third set, 25-22. And now Burton trying to rally here in this fourth set and send it to a fifth and deciding set. And Shiner just trying to hold on to their lead and take the match up three sets to one. This is the regional championship game. Winner of this will move on to the state semifinals against either Iola or Crossroads. That'll be next week, either Monday or Tuesday. And that one out of bounds on the serve for Burton, and it's a point for Shiner to make it 18-14. And served that time by Paisley Wallace. Burton back the other way. Lundbeck got it over. And now back the other way. Burton setting. And going for the kill.
Lacey Brazier.
That was Lacey, okay. And the point for Burton makes it 18-15.
Pritch coming in to serve.
And Pritch gets it across. Back the other way, right, going for
blocked
the kill.
By Lombeck.
Now Burton setting on the other end for Lexi Brazier. And point. Got the kill. And it's 18-16. And that lead all of a sudden back down to two.
Stay on that net. Stay on that net.
And working the other way. And Celtic that time, point for the Comanches. And it's 19-16. And now coming in will be Brinley Ramirez to serve. And good Lexi. Kill there. Lexi Brazier again, and it's 19-17.
Lexi's going to be doing the serving.
Trying to cut some more into that lead by the Shiner Comanche, Lady Comanches. And working the other way. And a drop line by Lexi Boner that time on the front line.
Oh my.
And
2017 Shiner.
Shiner now down to 5 points needed to win this one. And a serve there by Sefcik. Back the other way.
Lundbeck, nice spot.
Nice play there by Lundbeck. And it's 20-18. And she just dumped that one right in there.
Glazeman back in. Raymer doing the serving.
Out. That one out of bounds. Point for Shiner. And it's now 20-18. And I see Lennon back in there now.
Yeah, they only need four.
And Callie Sefcik with a serve. Williams. Oh, nice. And a block there by Mahacek. And it's 22-18.
Timeout, Burton.
Burton wants a timeout. And so we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton volleyball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They'd like to salute the volleyball team coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. Go Burton Volleyball! From everyone at Burton Park Project.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton volleyball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Lady Panthers!
And Shiner setting Mahacek, another kill, and it's 24-18, and the season for the Lady Panthers down to 1 point. Shiner leads it 24-18. And serve there. Burton back the other way. Henry gets it over. And they're setting for Lenahan. And back the other way. Nice save there by Brazier. Burton got it over. And Lenahan.
It's out.
Burton lets it drop out of bounds. Point Lady Panthers. And it's 24-19. And Addie Harmel comes in. Burton's still got a lot of ground to make up. Not impossible, but it will be
can't
difficult.
Can't make a mistake.
They got to play flawless here the rest of the way.
Sir, by Addie. No, you can't do that.
And got called for a lift, and so it's 24-20. And Armo with the serve. Ramirez over to Wallace, over to Mahacek. Back to the Burton side, and a block. And it drops in. Point Burton, and it's 24-21.
Never say die.
And now it's the Comanches that want a timeout. And since we're this close to the end of the set, we'll just keep it right here. Burton, even though they're down to only 1 point,
they're not going quietly. No.
And now just got to keep playing their game.
Keep serving tough, Addy.
And we're ready to resume here with Harmel at the server's line. And she gets it over. And they're setting for Lanahan, going for the kill, and that's it. A point for the Comanches. And Shiner takes this one 3-1. And the season comes to an end for the Burton Lady Panthers. Shiner takes it 25-21, 25-14. Burton won the third set 25-22, and then Shiner wins the last set 25-21. But that was a hard-fought matchup there. And we're going to be back for our post-game wrap-up. First, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you'll know you'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. That number again is 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann are proud to support the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team, and we'll see you out at the games. Go Lady Panthers all the way.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Lady Panthers volleyball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Lady Panthers by attending the volleyball playoff games. Go Lady Panthers!
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and farm paths, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Lady Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
All right, as we come back here to the Yoakum High School Gymnasium, and a big win for the Shiner Lady Comanches as they end the season for the Burton Lady Panthers. But Burton, still a great year for the Lady Panthers to make it all the way to the region championship, and they're going to finish the year 35-15, and also were undefeated district champions.
You know, we felt short, a lot of expectation for this group. The better days, I love these three seniors. Feel really bad. Reagan, Bailey, and Kelsey, you know, they played 4 years, left everything on the floor, and, you know, their career in the volleyball is over. But I promise you, they got a great run coming up in softball. This team will be back. We'll be strong next year. You know, you got to buy into those summer workouts. Little insight, Coach Nygren is taking these girls in the summer, and she's going to be their summer coach, and what an experience that's going to be.
That is,
The mental part of that game is so, so big. And just talking to my Carmine friends, and good luck to them tomorrow night. I know a lot of them are listening and pulling for Burton, and good luck to them tomorrow night. But everyone you talk to, she makes you mentally strong. This game is a deal of mental toughness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't give up. We got outplayed tonight. They tried to give it to us on serving into the net and everything, but they hit the ball and they blocked the ball. We dug such a deep hole, losing those first two. But these young girls have learned so much by this playoff run. We as fans, you know, and I thought we were going to have showdown next week. I'm not going to lie to you. My hat's off to Shiner, and as Festus would say, damn Comanches and stuff. But this young group, they have nothing to hang their heads about.
No.
I know there's tears over there, and it should be. When you sit there and you're competitive, you got to hate to lose. And that group over there, they hate to lose. It just wasn't our night tonight. A lot of balls fell that normally wouldn't fall. A lot of balls got hit in the net that we hadn't been doing, but that comes from pressure also. Linehan, that's a tremendous ball player.
Yeah.
She's so intimidating up there in the front. And Smith, that number one, wasn't her name?
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. That girl can jump out of the gym. And when she got on a roll, but then the way both teams truly played defense, not a lot hit the floor. There was a lot of volleys. But once again, hats off. And Coach Smith and them did a great job. I know we as fans were disappointed that this came to an end. But, you know, as long as you left it out there on the court, which these girls did, you're okay.
Yeah.
You know, we don't ever accept losing, and those girls will not accept losing, knowing the parents behind them. They're just going to build off of this. But trust me, future's really, really bright in Burton. These girls are young. They're athletic. They buy into lifting a little bit of weights, getting a little stronger. You see how high these girls jump. You got to have that spring in them legs, and you got to be quick. And, you know, at times, Shiner was just a little quicker than us.
Yeah, even in the loss, ended up being a great matchup. And like you said, Darryl Lanahan really was a difference maker with that height and jumping ability. And she's going to be a force for Iola or Beckville. Whoever wins that game is going to have to deal with her in the next round.
This is a good team right here.
Yeah.
This is a really good team. You know, you watch them warm up. Everything is crisp. They talk to each other so good out there on the court. You see them talking to each other. So they know where they're going to be. And they don't let much hit the floor. Carmine does the same thing. They're not very tall, but they're scrappy. And if you don't let the ball hit the floor, guess what?
Yeah.
You're not going to give up a point.
Yeah.
You know, sad night here. I'll close again. Sun will come up in the morning.
Yep.
It's going to be cold. That's probably Jack Frost. Instead of rain or fog, it's going to be Jack Frost. But sun will come up. These girls will be fine. We as parents and community, you give them a big hug. Tell them how proud you are of them. And it's going to be fine.
Exactly, and that's going to do it for us here tonight. I want to thank Grayson back at the studios for his fine work on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, we thank all of our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And if you get a chance, go by these businesses. Tell them thank you for your support, Burton High School on the radio. And in the meantime, that's going to do it for us. Also, thank the folks here at Yoakum for their hospitality tonight. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody. Thank you.